Okay.
So we're talking about some of the essays that are related to Lashon Hara. The mitzvot essay that you could either you do or you're mevatel the mitzvot essay. So ulafamim, if a person's involved in Lashon Hara, oiver nami, he could also be oiver the mitzvah's essay of Betzedek Tishbot Amisecha. Betzedek Tishbot Amisecha means that you should judge people favorably. Keep going. So if you're a custom, again, the way we're learning this is if you're somebody that's looking to say Lashon Hara, or you enjoy Lashon Hara, you're someone that Lashon Hara is a big thing for you, you're going to end up not judging people favorably. Why? Because probably you want to have something to say. Next time you're at Kiddush, you don't want to have something to say. If you're always looking at everyone favorably, you have nothing juicy to say. So you're probably gonna want to find something to say about someone. So you better make sure that there's so chaver diber asamaisa. V'yesh b'zel l'shoftel l'tzatoy v'l'tzatzchos shel hefa. You could judge it favorably or not favorably, even if he's a beinoni. Nischayavnu min haTorah. There's an obligation from the Torah. B'mitzvas aseh hazu through this mitzvah laduno to l'kaf schos to judge him favorably. Okay, at somebody that speaks against him or negatively on him, and you say, no, no, he did something bad, so and you're not, and you don't judge him favorably. You're over this mitzvah's essay. Okay, so you're over this mitzvah's essay of betzedek tishpoit amisecha, of judging favorably. You're over that if you speak lashon hara on someone. So you saw someone do something questionable, and you say, you know what? I don't know what he did. He didn't do. It's not my business. It's none of my business. You know, essentially, it's none of my business. So you look other way. So probably you're not going to end up speaking about him or whatever it is, right? So therefore, you're not going to judge him. But if you're going to talk about it, you're going to have to say something. What are you going to say? He did something which probably is fine, but maybe not fine. But I actually think it is fine. It could have been not fine, but in the end, I decided it's okay. So like, right? So if a person doesn't say Lashon Hara, they'll probably end up judging him favorably. If they do say Lashon Hara, they're probably going to end up judging him not favorably. That's what the Chavetz Chaim is saying. So he says, this could happen, that through your Lashon Hara, you cause a person damage in their parnasa. Could happen very easily. Okay? So you cause them a damage in their parnasa because of Lashon Hara. To go. You decided to say that this person is not a loyal, trustworthy person. Or if he's a worker, you say he doesn't really work well. Or something like that. So then you're over an essay of helping people get parnassah. Right? This is Allah. He's supposed to help people get parnassah. You're doing the opposite. So you're over against that essay. Okay? You have to help people get loans. You have to help people. And here, what did you do? You made him lose his parnasa. So you went against that mitzvah to say from the Torah. Okay, clear?
If it happens,
that's the thing. Someone that is in the is accustomed to speaking Lashon Hara is going to bump into these scenarios.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And by the way, it sounds like it's so far-fetched, not far-fetched at all. Someone calls you up and says, you know, every time, how's the contractor that you, I saw you did some work in your backyard. How's the contractor? It's a Jewish guy. I mean, you know, I don't know if I can recommend him.
Yeah, destroy him.
Right? So that's it. So now, it could be, you have to say that. Could be, you have to say that. But we're going to learn that before you say that, you have to have seven conditions.
Hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, there's seven conditions you got to check off the box before you could say that. You have to mean for your own good. I mean, you have to mean for his own good. So the guy that's calling you. So for example, let's say the reason why you personally are upset at this guy. He messed me up. I had to go get someone else. So I'm looking for ways to get back at him. So when someone calls me up, I don't really care about that other person that much. What I really care is getting back at the contractor. See, then it's not a toilet. You're not allowed to say it. Right? Or a few other things like that. Also, that if he did something specific, you know, he was good in general, but this part, I didn't like the way he... So if there's something that he could fix, you have to go to him first.
You go to a restaurant and they go, how was it? You say,
it's okay. Right. If you write a negative review on a restaurant, right? And most things about a restaurant, negative review, if you would speak to the person, they could fix it. Service, whatever. I'm saying they may not be interested in fixing it, but it could be that if it's in your ability to help them fix the problem, right? And most of the time, anyway, it's not because you're trying to save the other people.
Because
you're still annoyed at the guy that I had to wait an extra four minutes for my dessert.
And usually the one-time issues.
Right. So I'm saying it's very unlikely, you know, as my friend said one time, this guy was in the cleaners. And the cleaners gave him the wrong amount of change. And he starts yelling at the cleaner, what do you think? I'm an idiot. Why are you giving me change? You can't. Why are you giving me? He's trying to rip me off. And he looks at me like, you're getting so upset. It's like, it's not about the money. It's about the principle of the matter. So he said, but when it happened to me, you didn't really care. So all, you know, so the bottom line is that, yeah, it could be that you're allowed or mechuyev to say, but it could be that you're overstepping what you're allowed to. And if you are overstepping and you're destroying his parnasa, then you're over this essay. Mm-hmm. Sometimes if you're involved in Lashon Hara, here is talking about a person who listens to Lashon Hara. If you're somebody that's always listening to Lashon Hara, then you may end up being over the essay, the mitzvah, of giving Musar. Because the person telling you the Lashon Hara, you should rather than tell them, oh yes, you should tell them, you're not allowed to say that. So the fact that you're not saying that, you're not fixing the person's problem, means that you could be being over HaKeach Tochiach at Amitecha. Someone's about to tell you Lashon Hara, and you know that you could stop him. Even if you have a suffix, if you could stop him, a doubt, you're not sure. Maybe I could stop him. You have to stop him from continuing speaking the Lashon Hara. And you didn't stop him. Rather, you heard the story. So then you're over the essay of Rechach Tuchiach. He's for sure over this mitzvah's essay. Okay? Fine. Now, I just have one more. So he has in the bottom here, interesting case. What happens if you say, you know what? I'm not going to be over this lav. No, I'm going to give him musar. But let me hear it first. Then I'll tell So he says, is it mukhach that if you heard the Lashon Hara, you were over the isser of not giving musar? Right? So he says on the bottom, he says, Vafim yaskim medaitoi, when you heard it. That after he finishes telling it to you, you'll tell him, by the way, you weren't allowed to say that. So he says, how could that be? If you see someone about to eat chazir, you'll tell him, look, I should stop him. It looks so good. Let him finish, then I'll tell him.
I want him to kind of mitzvah afterwards.
Yeah, I'll do the mitzvah afterwards. Right. So he says, it's such a thing like that. You can't do that. And if...
What was the sad?
He's saying, I'm telling you that by listening to Shari, you're mevatel the essay of Rechach Tuchiach. So he said, I have in mind. I'm not being about the letter. Get after.
You can't do teichacha before a person is aver.
No, you should. You have to do before.
It was supposed to do.
He's saying the person's over as a lav on every kazayas.
I have an eye.
Right? A person's over a lav on every kazayas. So every word of Lashon Hara, he keeps on doing another iser. So how could you just let him do it? What? Unless he says, unless like this. He says there is one case that there's two that you want to hear what he's saying, so that maybe, first of all, if you tell him now, he's probably going to tell you, no, I'm not really Lashon Hara. Now you, it's important, you should know. He's gonna give you a hard time. So what you say is, you know what, the only way I'll be able to prove to him that what he's saying is wrong is if he pulls first, says the whole idea, then I'll prove to him from his words that he had bad intentions, he's not helping the other person, etc. Then maybe there's a heter, maybe it's permitted to first let him say it and then give him the musar afterwards. Okay? But in most cases, that won't be the case.
Oh, so there is a possibility like that.
There's one case like that where the only way you'll be able to convince him to stop is if he says it first.
Don't try that at home.
It's a tricky balance, but let's say, you know, he says, look, I just hired this guy. Let me tell you what happened. You tell him, look, I don't need to know. I don't need it. I'm telling you, it's very important for you to hear this. You deal with a lot of people. It's very important you should hear this. So I said, the only way you're going to show him, says, what happened? This guy, he starts making up a story, has no shaykhis, right? So what does it do with his ability as a contractor? Why are you telling me this? I knew you, and then you can give him Musar.
But why is the mitzvah of Musar so important? Isn't it better to protect yourself? And I don't want to hear the junk that you're saying, but don't talk to me. Like, why am I listening to bad things? So, now I can give him full-fledged Musar. That is very
fun. You're saying, Michal, so if you can't convince him, so leave.
No.
So he says, maybe there's another reason. Maybe if I let him say it, then I can convince the other people that are listening that it's not true.
Infiltrated.
What?
Is it infiltrated?
Yes. Yeah, so then maybe I can do it. I can convince the other people that it's not true, but I have to hear what he said, and then I can protect the other person. Okay, fine, we'll stop here. Shkoyach. Adam, good to see you.
Good to be back. Thanks, Rabbi. Nice year.
Okay, good night.